My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as we are on the second Sunday of Advent, the readings both the prophets Baruch and Christ forerunner John the Baptist talk about road building and repair, make the ground level, straighten the crooked ways, make the rough road smooth. Both the prophets are not, however, concerned about road repair. Using those images, the prophets are conveying a message that the morally crooked ways must be eradicated. The rough edges of our character must be made smooth and warped attitudes straightened. The Advent season invites all of us to self-examination leading to self-reform. God's kingdom is a rule over man's hearts, and to belong to it means a change of heart manifested in a challenge or a change for the better future. My dear brothers and sisters, Advent is a challenge to repentance. Advent is a challenge to realization. Advent is a challenge to repair oneself. Advent is a challenge to return to the Lord. Let us, on this Sunday, reflect upon this. Realization, repentance, repairing oneself, and returning to the Lord. Many of times, we the human beings forget and have some crazy ideas about repentance. One is that repentance is feeling guilty or feeling sorry for not trying to be a better person. Many times we ourselves feel guilty of doing something bad in our lives, that our conscience knows what we have done is not good. After knowing doing bad, and we ourselves know that what we have done is bad, and we feel guilty of it, always feeling guilty, or when I fight with my brother or sister, when I have some misunderstandings with my companions, or I still keep on talking about someone, I still keep on gossiping about someone, about my own friends. I have hurt my brother or sister. Or these are the things we always keep on recollecting and always keeping on wavering in our minds. And sometimes we continue to do the same mistakes on and again. And I'm going to do it again. It's not an end. Though we go for confession, but we continue again and again. So where is my realization? Where is my repentance? Where is my repairance of my damage that I have done to the Lord? And how am I returning to the Lord? Feeling guilty is not repentance. That should come into our deeds. That should be shown in our attitudes, in our behavior, the change of behavior. And the true repentance is we are sorry to God because we have sinned against Him. We are not sorry because we got caught or we are going to be punished. We are not sorry because we have hurt someone else. We are sorry because of God, because He loves us more than we realize, and we have played a dirty trick on Him when we sinned. We have unfaithful lovers in return. That's what we read in Psalm 51 verse 4. That clearly says to us that we have unfaithful lovers in return. Secondly, don't just feel guilty. Don't just be sorry. And don't just make promise to repent. Show it in your behavioral change. Thirdly, honest acceptance of our sinfulness. Even psychologists will tell you that the beginning of all real conversion and change is a repentance of what we have done. Only in truth can repentance begin. Do not justify your sins. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13. Let us not justify our sins. Oh, I did that, or I did this, that I feel it is not a sin. I feel it happy that I have done particular thing. But let us not justify ourselves what we have done. And fourthly, a turning away from sin and turning towards God. Turning away from sin and turning towards God. Returning to the Lord. He is our God who can rescue us at any cost. Therefore, how to do it? Practice in a minute by minute, day by day, month by month, year by year. Practice the beautiful, loving, caring the person God made you to be, because you should not, or you shall not, lose the image and likeness of God. And through baptism, you are gaining back the image and likeness of God. But again, by our sin, we lose it. Do we, or are we able to keep up the same grace that God is giving us gratuitously? A free gift, without any cost. My dear brothers, you can be sure that the morally crooked ways in you will be straightened, and the rough edges, the rough ways, the rough character, all will be smoothened. Whether we admit it or not, very often we ourselves feel involved what is happening right now, and that we can look beyond. Life is more than what is happening now. It will change. All has got its own time and tide. Let us not worry what is happening in the world and around you. Rather, leave it with the thoughts and ideas of God. Because you are not the author of creation. You are not the author of time and science, which is happening in and around you. And God knows what to fill. Therefore, my friends, as I said in the introduction, There are some personal mountains that have to be leveled in our day-to-day life, like that of anger, jealous, that kind of a selfishness, self-righteousness boast, egocentric, not being good with your companions, with your own spouses, with your own family members. These are all the mountains, the personal mountains, the rough roads, the rough character, which has to be straightened. And secondly, we all have to fill the valleys with love, emotions, concern, care, forgiving heart, what not, hoping the Lord that He would do everything best in our lives. This could be the best preparation for all of us to receive the Lord in our hearts. Therefore, some 2000 years ago, what John the Baptist prophesied, or what John the Baptist taught to the people through baptism, repentance, and forgiveness, you are the worthy persons to prepare the way for the Lord. Are we ready, preparing ourselves to receive the baby Jesus into our hearts? If not, it's an opportune time as we near to the Christmas Eve. Let us welcome the baby Jesus into our hearts, that He may dwell in us now and forever.